Hi, I'm John Galloway. I am the executive director of the .NET Foundation, and I'm going to be talking to you about .NET Standard. But first, I'm going to sneak in a quick commercial with some exciting announcements from the .NET Foundation. So first of all, if we can go to my screen here, I want to point out we're going to be announcing a new kind of, we're starting a new thing up with user groups sponsored by the .NET Foundation. So we're actually starting up under Meetup Pro, where the .NET Foundation will be sponsoring Meetup Pro groups. So we've got a thing here. We've had some brave people join in as beta users around the world just to get us set up. We have a form on here where if you've got an existing group or if you're going to be starting a group, you can click through and let us know your information. So that's cool. We're also going to be shipping you some training kits, some things that you can use to put on your events. So we're starting with some of this content that is from the .NET Conf. So we're going to be adding content in here under this .NET presentations. Mm-hmm. And finally, one other thing is we are going to be setting up user groups and projects under Open Collective. So this will make it easier for projects to accept donations and to manage their finances with .NET Foundation support. So exciting stuff. And with that, let's jump into talking about .NET Standard. So .NET Standard solves a really it solves a problem that you could run into because of all the stuff you can do with .NET. .NET is an amazing thing that you can use, a framework that you can use to build things like WPF, WinForms, ASP.NET on the .NET framework. There's also Xamarin, you saw in the keynote, building great things for mobile. And there's, you know, different kind of front ends targeting different mobile presentation frameworks. And you've got a different base class library running there. And then finally, we've got .NET Core. So you've got UWP and ASP.NET Core running in the .NET Core framework. So we've actually got three different base class libraries there that you've got to be aware of. So we've got these, you know, different app models, and that makes sense. We're building things that some run on web, some run on mobile platforms, et cetera. That makes sense that that code's different. But we've got different base class libraries, and for you as a developer, that doesn't make a lot of sense. It also isn't great for us as Microsoft as we're developing these. There's some problems here. It's difficult for you to reuse your skills and your code because you've got to master all three of these different frameworks as well as three different base class libraries. It's difficult for you to share and reuse that code that you've written. And it also slows us down at Microsoft because when we go through and write some new exciting code features for you, it'll probably come out in .NET Core first, and then you've got to wait while we work and repeat that effort to get it running in those other frameworks as well. So this is what .NET Standard does for us. The idea is that there are places where these different app models require different code. They're running in different places and doing different things. However, that standard base library stuff, that should really be the same. Things like, you know, collections or I/O, some things that are standard across .NET. So the idea is let's take all that stuff and put it all in one standard place. This allows you to master one BCL and reuse that code. So you're not kind of, you know, using a Venn diagram and saying, I'm using a bit of this and a bit of this. You're actually just using a standard there. You get kind of much more of a bigger common denominator, and we can innovate faster at Microsoft because we develop things, ship it to .NET Standard, and it's going to run anywhere for you. Yeah. So .NET Standard is a specification. It's not a thing that you install. As you saw when Scott Hunter talked about it, this is really it's a standard. It's something that different app models will implement. So you can create a new class library, which is a library project targeting the .NET Standard, and then as long as, you know, anyone that supports that level of the .NET Standard can use that class library. So I like to think of this in terms of browsers and HTML specifications. If you think of, you know, a standard, say web audio or location, HTML5 features, these are standards that are written up in one place, and then any browser that implements that standard can take advantage of it. if a new browser comes out later, they can say, I support this level of the standard, and it just lights up. The standard doesn't have to make any changes to support that. That's the exact same for .NET standard. We define different API levels, and as long as an app platform supports that level of the standard, your library code just lights up there automatically. So, you know, I want to point out one thing that's kind of really nice here in terms of this whole Venn diagram sort of ideas. We actually looked at this before. There was a previous solution called portable class libraries. Portable class libraries was okay, but it really kind of looked at a problem and was a best effort at, hey, what can we do to make this a little bit better? What we did there was we said, well, there's some stuff out here for phone.net, and there's this for .NET Framework, and there's this for Xamarin. So we kind of, you would tick off your things, and you'd say, I want to support this, this, and this. I want to support .NET, you know, this level. And then it would kind of narrow down all your APIs for you. The problem is that was kind of a backfill sort of idea. This was okay, we need to support things, and here's what we've got. It wasn't designed to be user-friendly. What we've done with .NET Standard is we've actually kind of taken a look at it, and we said, here's all the stuff that you can do in .NET Framework. Here's all the stuff that you can do in Xamarin. Let's look at an intersection there, and that's a pretty good idea in the middle of what you're likely to use across the board, across a lot of different app models. And that defines a standard. So the idea really is focusing on you as a user, what APIs you'd like to target, and we define standards based on that. After that, the app models implement those standards. So as Scott Hunter pointed out during the keynote, we've done a lot with .NET Standard 2.0, much bigger API surface. As we talked to developers who had, you know, created things as they're getting started with .NET Core, they said, this is great, I'd like to adopt it, but you're missing this or that. So a lot of different APIs that people needed in order to jump on board .NET Core. So by targeting what's the intersection between .NET Framework and Xamarin, we added about 20,000 APIs to .NET Standard Core or .NET Standard 2, and it makes it much easier for your code to port right over. Also, a really key thing, we noticed it kind of chicken and the egg problem here, where we said we would like developers to start using .NET Standard, and developers said, "Great, let me port my library to .NET Standard." When they did, they said, "Oh, I've got a dependence on this other NuGet package, and it's not on .NET Standard yet." And so we had everybody kind of waiting on the different NuGet packages and libraries to move to .NET Standard before the other ones that depended on them could. So what we did with this compatibility is we said, we allow .NET Standard to target existing .NET Framework code without recompilation. And this compatibility will say, hey, let's try and run it. Let's see if it'll work. What we found was, by looking at what's out on NuGet now, 70% of packages worked right out of the box. So this is a best effort sort of thing. You're obviously going to want to run your code and make sure that it works. But this allows your libraries to move to .NET Standard and target existing NuGet packages without waiting for them to update to .NET Standard. So let's take a look at some code. We're going to look at creating a .NET Standard library. We're going to move some existing code into a .NET Standard library. And then we're going to use a NuGet package via that compat shim. So here we've got our beloved Northwind XML. This is Nancy DeVolio and friends in an XML document. And what we want to do is take advantage of that using a data set. Now, this data set is a good example of a place where a lot of people have existing code that works. They would like to move it to .NET Standard, and they need, you know, previous things. .NET Standard or a data set was not in .NET Standard 1.0 or 1.1, but we brought it to .NET Standard 2 to allow people to move things like this. So here we've got this code, and I would like to move this into a .NET Standard library. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do right click, add, new project. And I'm going to find in here Visual C Sharp, .NET Standard, and I'm going to call this Northwind.data. And we'll call it Northwind.data 2 because I've already got that one in place. So great, now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to move my Northwind DB down into that project. So I'm going to just drag and drop it down. So I've got, I'm moving my Northwind DB, and I'm going to delete this class 1 because I don't need that. And I'm also going to move over my Northwind XML. Great. And so now that those are there, I can delete those out of the original project. So now I've got this library, and I can start sharing my code there. So let's go ahead and compile that, make sure that works. Great. Okay, so that failed. So let's take a look at why. Okay. So actually what I'm going to do here is I'm going to, because I'm short on time, I'm going to jump over to this result and look at my completed project here. So now, what I'm seeing in my completed result what I've done here is, I first of all moved it over to .NET Standard. Once it's in .NET Standard, I want to take advantage of a NuGet package. So what I've done here is I've done right-click and I've done add or manage NuGet packages. Oops. And I wanted to bring in an nQuery library. Now you'll see this nQuery library is from a while ago. This is actually from 2012. So this is from way, way long ago before .NET Standard or .NET Core even existed. So how did we bring this in and use this here? That's actually done because that compat gem will bring it right over. So now that I've got that in place, I've updated my code, and what nQuery is allowing me to do is, and this is an example of a library that I could bring over, right? This is, nQuery allows me to run a SQL statement, and this will run this on my code. So now what this is doing actually is it's querying using a data set, using a NuGet package, and it's querying against an XML file, and this is looking at the Northwind data, and it's finding people who are at retirement age. So this Northwind data is that old. So to kind of back up and show and kind of clarify what we've done here, we've taken some code that was from way back, you know, this was old code, this was WinForms code, this was using a data set. We took this over, we moved that code into a .NET Standard library. So this is just a standard .NET Standard library. We added a dependency from the original project into our .NET Standard library. Because this is a .NET Standard library, I could share this around, I could reuse this in a Xamarin app, I could reuse this in a ASP.NET Core app, whatever. This is portable code at this point. Then we showed that in order to bring in a NuGet package that had no idea that .NET Standard existed, that's automatically going to be handled for me via this NuGet or this .NET Standard compat shim. All right. So then you run into a question, because there are different levels of .NET Standard, which one should you target? And this is just a classic balance of what do you want to support versus what, you know, how, so which APIs you want versus which platforms you want to target. The higher the version number, the more APIs that are available. So of course, like we talked about, .NET Standard 2.0 added 20,000 APIs to the surface. So you definitely have a lot more APIs there. However, .NET Standard 2.0 is available on fewer platforms and fewer versions. And so in order to decide, you look at either, do I need these APIs? Okay, this is the level of .NET Standard I'm going to support. Or you say, I want the broadest possible coverage. I'm going to target the lowest possible .NET Standard, and I will use fewer APIs then. So basically, you want to target the lowest version you can get away with. So we've got a few ways that you can kind of look at this. First of all, if we go out onto the .NET Standard So .NET Standard itself, we've got documentation in here that shows what the different API levels are. So you can go through in here and you can look at, you know, you can look at the versions document and you'll see here's a link to specifically what's in the different things. So for instance, if I want all the newest, greatest APIs, I can target .NET Core or .NET Standard 2, but that's going to filter me out from running on things like, say, Windows Phone. Or if I can move to a lower version of the standard, then I have access to previous versions. So another way that we can look at this is via, this is kind of a cool little visualization that Immo put together. Immo is the PM who's responsible for this. And this allows me to go through and say, okay, if I target .NET Standard 1, this gives me access to all the different platforms, all these different application models. Now, if I move up, if I start going up through the list, if I say, okay, now I'm going to target .NET Standard 1.1, and that dropped off from my list, I no longer have access to Windows Phone Silverlight. And as I move up the list, for instance, watch as I move from .NET Standard 1.2 to 1.3, and when I do that, I'm going to now require .NET Full Framework to move from 4.5.1 to 4.6, okay? So you'll watch that available API set, kind of progress bar at the top, that's moving up as I do that, as I move up the list. So what this is saying to me is, if I need to target .NET Full Framework 4.5.1, then I need to be on .NET Standard version 1.2. However, if I'm able to target just .NET Framework 4.6, then I can, you know, move my way down this list and I can get access to more APIs. And finally, you'll see as I move way up the, you know, to .NET Standard 2, watch that available API set kind of jump way up. One other nice way to browse this is if I go to docs.microsoft.com and I take a look in the .NET documentation. So we've got this core API reference, and I can look at things like, say, for instance, if I want to look at, say, binary, right? So here I've got system runtime serializers. So I've got basically binary formatting. If I change my .NET Core version to 1.1, that goes away off the list, right? So I also can find things if I look at, say, XML, I believe. Then as I start kind of going through this and I change my thing here, I start getting access to things like XPath. So this is a really useful way where you can go through and look at available APIs and browse the different .NET Standard levels and see which APIs appear and disappear for you. All right, so that solves a lot of problems as far as being able to reuse code. I write my code for .NET Standard and I can reuse it everywhere. One other question though, what if I want to take advantage of something, code that's specific to a framework version? For instance, let's say I want to use geolocation. So I've got some code where I want to geolocate and .NET Framework has one level of API support for that. UWP has me implement it a different way. So how do I say, I want to target this level of .NET standard, plus if it's available, I'd like to light up some other features. And we do that through multi-targeting. So in order to show that, we're going to take a look at an example application that does exactly that. It's using it is using GPS and location. Okay, so here we've got this. In this example, for 461, we are going through and we're using a geo-coordinate watcher, and we are having to work around the fact that this is not fully async. We've got to kind of set up a delegate and run that ourselves. However, the UWP code has a different API, and that actually supports async right out of the box. So now, in order to run this code, let's say I want to run, so here's my UWP application. And I need to deploy it first. So I'm going to deploy, and then I believe I can run. Okay. Let me start with the easier one. Set this as startup project, because they do the exact same thing. So this is going to go and get my location, and it tells me exactly where I am. The UWP one does the exact same thing. I have to go through a few steps to deploy it and run it locally, which is not worth your time watching. So the point here is we've got this different code doing the exact same thing, getting my GPS coordinates and showing it on a form. What I'd prefer to do is use a .NET standard library to share that code right at one time, and I could distribute it, reuse it elsewhere, maybe use it in a Xamarin app, etc. So let's take a look at doing that. I am switching my branches here to one where I've already implemented that, and in this case, you'll see I've got a .NET standard library here. So this .NET standard library does some cool things. One is we are taking advantage, so we're taking advantage of multi-targeting, and then we're lighting some things up. So let's look at the project code here. So if we do edit csproj, by the way, I love this feature of Visual Studio now where I don't have to unload the project in order to edit it. I'm sure you do too. So you'll see here, normally this node here would say target framework. Now we also allow saying target frameworks. So this is saying target .NET framework, .NET standard 1.4, but also recompile for 461 and UAP. So what this is actually doing when you compile your project, this is going to run the compile step three times. It's going to create three binaries for you. And so this says, you know, here are the different target frameworks. In this one, by default, anything that I include as a package reference is going to appear in all of them. However, if I set a target framework condition, here I'm saying if I'm compiling for 461, then I need you to reference system.device, and that's to allow that geolocation support. All right? So now that I've done that, when I compile this application, it's actually going to be if we take a look at the bin here, so we're actually compiling three different times. We're creating three different binaries. One is that .NET standard library, one is a 461 DLL, and one is a UAP 10 DLL. Now you'll also see this NuGet package has been created, and there's just one NuGet package. And that's pretty interesting there. What's going on is we've actually, in my project properties, we've turned on that thing that Scott Hunter showed earlier. I had this turned on earlier when I built it. That says generate NuGet package on build. And so when we build the application, that's actually going to build a NuGet package. Because this is a .NET standard because this is one .NET standard library, it's creating one NuGet package. So how is it actually supporting all these different platforms? Let's take a look real quick. So I'm using NuGet Package Explorer to open that up. And you'll see in here that this actually has inside it those three different DLLs. So it's one NuGet package with three different DLLs. So among the cool things that this multi-targeting thing lets us do is take advantage of build step things like this to create a NuGet package, create one output from that targets all these three different things. To do this in the past would have required you to fiddle around with MS Build settings and move these files around yourself in order to do that. So now, how do we light up the different, how did we merge that platform-specific code so that it all can run in one .NET standard library? So the way we're doing that is we're using these conditional declarations. So we're saying, if the code is running on 4.6.1, run this code. And you can see this light up if I change this dropdown here to say I'm compiling for 4.6.1, you'll see that is now active, right? So that's my 4.6.1 specific code. If I say instead on UWP, you'll see this is the code. And finally, if it's just running on .NET standard and neither the other two, then it'll say platform not supported. So you may ask, why is this helpful? Because how I've got this library code, I don't know if it's going to work in any random .NET standard implementation. But the cool thing is, you can go in and you can write code that says something like, we can create a bool property with something like is supported. And then we can go in and we could write something, we could write a get method that says, you know, if, so it's like, we can use these exact things here, or, and the other is UWP 10, the Windows UWP. So in that case, I could say return true. And then I can say else else we're going to say return false. And then we'll just do an end if. So now you can see what, and this needs to be static in order to run, right? So now I could go through and I can change this around and I can say, okay, I can return is, you know, if it's running on 4.6.1, then I'm going to, then return true, et cetera. So I can probe through this and I can see if the code is, if I can light up those features when I'm accessing it. So say I would like to take advantage of this in, you know, say a Twitter client or whatever, I can say reference this library, and then if, you know, I can say if it's supported, then geolocate. If not, just skip over that step. So here what we're seeing is using multi-targeting to allow lighting up code in .NET standard, taking advantage of platform-specific features, and then checking whether or not it's applicable in order to before I execute that code. So the last thing I want to do is leave you with kind of where to go next. So this, we're very short on time here, as you could expect going right after the keynote. Normally, this would be the spot in the slides where I would tell you how to ask me for more information. However, I'm going to refer you to Immo Landworth, who is the PM for .NET Standard. He is definitely the person you want to talk to. I'm happy to take questions, but he is a good person to ask. Also, there's AKAMS .NET Standard FAQ, and this will walk you through frequently asked questions, explaining to you what .NET Standard is, how to use it, how to dig into more advanced features. All right, thanks a lot.